Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. As I mentioned in the Patreon cast for the week, obviously the sound is going to feel a bit weird in this week's episodes because I am in my living room, not in the office. The office is fully packed, doesn't have any soundproofing, so the sound in there is horrible. It is a bit better in the living room, but still not fantastic, so do forgive the bad audio or the echo around because it's definitely going to be a bit annoying until I set up the new studio in the new flat, hopefully on Thursday, so for Friday's episode, things should be better. Anyway, today we will start by talking about KDE, and we have a short episode with just KDE and GNOME news for the week. The KDE news is basically that Plasma 6 is apparently down to its lowest level of what they call 15-minute bugs. They only have 30 of those right now, and if you don't know, 15-minute bugs are issues that crop up in the first 15 minutes of using KDE. These are problems that you could encounter in the first 15 minutes of KDE. Doesn't mean everyone does, but people could, and so they need to be fixed quickly because, well, it gives a pretty bad impression for people when, like, they've been using their thing for like 10 minutes and they already have an issue facing them. Now, in general, the KDE team says that they've now reached the same level of stability than what they had at the end of the Plasma 5 series, which might not feel very impressive to you, but do remember that Plasma 5 had a few point releases on top of 5.27 to really make it as solid as could be while developers were finishing up on Plasma 6. So being as stable as the last version of 5.27 is actually a very good place to be in. It's probably the most stable place KDE has been since KDE 5 started, meaning not bad. Now, as per new things coming to the desktop, you can look forward to more settings pages using the latest style that the KDE team started implementing for settings pages, meaning that options are separated by big headers that use a bold font, then the UI elements are centered and well-defined. I think the style looks good. It's probably also much better if you try to resize the window because it uses like the center of the application instead of trying to align to something that moves, so not that bad. More importantly, though, KWin's implementation of the Wayland Color Management Protocol gained a few important features specifically for HDR. And KWin also gained support for the Alpha Modifier Wayland Protocol, which is something that can let various apps offload some transparency or translucency rendering to KWin instead of trying to render that themselves. So this should speed up these operations because instead of having the app through the toolkit trying to render something translucent and then tell the window manager to actually make that happen, then you can directly tell the window manager, hey, you know what, this part of the app, just render it as translucent or transparent or modify its opacity. You just gain a step in the process and it's probably just faster this way. Of course, the color management protocol is still being built currently. There's no stable version being merged in the Wayland protocols just yet, but it's basically being built as KDE implements it with KWin because they are the ones finding out about all the issues and all the problems alongside with GameScope from Valve, which already also tries to work on that. As per the stability of Plasma 6, I can confirm that the Wayland session at least is rock solid. I haven't tried the X11 session in a long while because I don't need it on my hybrid laptop. The Wayland session is perfect for gaming on Nobara. The Wayland session is perfect as well. I will admit that Plasma 6, not 6.1, Plasma 6 had a few problems here and there, notably some crashes when I plugged or unplugged an external monitor, but since 6.1, everything has been really good, and the only issue I ever saw was Discover trying to replace a Flatpak runtime that was obsoleted by something else, except the Flatpak runtime hadn't provided what it should be replaced with, and so Discover crashed when trying to update. This fixed itself, or at least KDE developers probably fixed it with an update because it doesn't happen anymore, so I guess we're good. That's the only problem I've had on 6.1 since I got the update, which is kind of impressive because even with KDE 5, I had more problems than that, so good job on that front. And now let's move on to the side of GNOME, because they also shared a bunch of stuff. GDM, for example, and the GNOME session can now both be built without X11 support, meaning that since GNOME Shell and Mutter could already also ditch the old legacy X11 server, GNOME should now be completely X11 free for any distro that would prefer only providing Wayland. Doesn't mean that X11 is unsupported by GNOME, it just means that you now have the ability to not ship it as a distro if you don't want to do it. On top of that, they've made plenty of progress on their continuous integration and deployment with automated tests, meaning that all GNOME modules should now be better tested and thus potentially more stable, and this should free up some dev work for implementing more stuff instead of fixing potential issues. Fosh, the mobile-focused GNOME shell, also gained a few changes, notably a quick toggle for the Wi-Fi hotspot setting, something that you actually want on a mobile device, and a few other changes. Fosh does look like it's starting to trail behind GNOME quite a lot when you look at captures of it. It definitely looks like GNOME 3, like what you had in mind for GNOME 3, like the period before GNOME 40, basically. So 3.22, 24, something like that. It looks relatively old when you look at the screenshots compared to what GNOME currently ships. Now, also, something I missed last week, but there's been a lot of progress on the various projects funded by the Sovereign Tech Fund, that German fund that gave the 1 million euro grant to GNOME. Notably, Home Directory Encryption is now on track because they have merged HomeD support in GNOME's codebase, and also bits for the notification system rework and some accessibility-related patches for the new accessibility framework have also been merged. Now, I doubt that we'll see this work land in GNOME 47. We already saw the beta of 47. The final release should be in like mid or the end of September, so they're not going to push stuff on top of that, I don't think. But for 48, this is starting to look likely, so in March 2025. Now, between Plasma blazing the HDR trail and GNOME refining a lot of the protocols, portals, and frameworks that can be used for Wayland, for Flatpak apps, but also the accessibility framework, which I say all the time when I talk about it, but it's not specifically for GNOME. It's a framework that could be used by any other desktop environment, meaning accessibility on Linux and with Wayland and Flatpaks is going to get a huge boost in the future, and that's good because that's something a lot of people who actually need accessibility features tell me is really bad on Linux currently. So having those improvements is probably going to be really nice. And I think if you combine all of this progress on all of these topics, we're probably in the best place the Linux desktop has ever been, really. Anyway, this will conclude today's episode. Smaller one today. There weren't that many interesting pieces of news for today. I hope things will pick up tomorrow, but I guess people are just enjoying the last few weeks of their holidays. So, I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. Thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Don't hesitate to let me know if the sound quality is really, really too bad. I'll try and record in a room that has, like, a few more soft things, more rugs, maybe just the bedroom with the bed and the bed sheets and whatever. Maybe it will just dampen down the sound a little bit more. Let me know if this is really horrible to listen to, and I'll try and make some changes before the end of the week. Now, thanks for listening, and I guess you'll hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!